You're very welcome back to Horizons. At Kalura na Nóg, the gathering of secondary schools in Tralee, we had a visitor, Seamus Kenny, and Seamus was telling us about dodgy friendships relevant to everybody. Tell us about this, Seamus.
So they're kind of like the friendships, we call them careful now friendships. So they're kind of like friendships that people exhibit certain types of behaviours, controlling maybe behaviours, to kind of keep an eye on it. So like bullying obviously is one of them. We shouldn't tolerate our friends bullying us or bullying other people. Peer pressure is another one. Having people kind of disrespect your values or having people wanting you to compromise who you are as well. And the other one then is insecurity. We're all insecure. We all deal with insecurity, but it's a matter of someone's insecurity trying to control you or stop you from enjoying or doing something that you like to do.
I think young people and adults alike sometimes find it hard to recognize these traits because basically they want to be friends and they want to have friends. So take the controlling one. How would you know that a friend or somebody you were working with that shouldn't be controlling you is controlling you?
I suppose the things you'd look for are like repeated patterns of behaviour. Remember that you are your own individual person and you have your own interests, your own likes and things that you like to do. And then there's always people who, for whatever reason, they mightn't want you to do those things that you like to do. Maybe it's a particular hobby, maybe it's a particular thing that you like to do, and for some reason they don't like you doing that. So maybe you want to be a great ballerina and your friends are like, that's stupid, that's dumb, and it's for, well, what reason? It's not unhealthy, it's not dangerous, it's not in any way negative. So kind of looking out for those things, and it's like these people only want me to do the things that they're doing, and if I exhibit any kind of self of individuality of me wanting to do what I want to do, they seem to have a problem with that. So again, like these things that we look out for, it's not a reason to cancel your friendship. It's not like the end of everything. It's just to have a look out for it and then to be able to have a brave conversation and be like, how come every time I have an idea you shoot me down, or how come every time I bring something to the table you say it's a bad idea?
And they'll just say, oh, that's your problem, you've just been too sensitive.
Yeah, and we have in one of our workshops as well, we have this thing called brave communication where we deal with this. First of all, it's always better to talk to someone than talk about them. And also is you're able to say, okay, I'm going to speak for like a minute on how this is making me feel. And if you could just listen and then repeat back to me what I've said to you, and then they'll repeat back and hopefully you'll be able to find a middle ground. You might be able to find a resolution to it. You might find that this person does not respect your opinions, does not respect your points of view. And then it's up to you then to kind of put them in a certain layer of friendship, maybe not so close to your innermost feelings so they can access that area to hurt you in the future.
But this is as relevant for adults as young people.
Yeah, it definitely is. Every talk we do, whether it be on resilience, whether it be on happiness, whether it be on friendships, whatever it is, every time I give a talk, I'm always talking to myself as well. And I'm always looking at this going, oh my gosh, this is so handy for me. Like the one on friendships, looking at it today, we're talking about being kind to people, treating people with respect and being supportive to people. And my brain is thinking, you know, how can I be more supportive to my friends? How can I be more respectful to my friends? And your brain is thinking, as you're talking, am I this quality friend? But absolutely, I think it's good to start, you know, the Bible says to train up a child in the way that it should go and it should not easily depart from it. So I think it's good to start off a kid, a teenager, and in that positive direction so that, again, that they have that reference to fall back on. You know, I remember I was taught this in school and this is probably the way I should be thinking, you know. By the time it comes to an adult, maybe our garden has a lot of weeds in it, so it takes a lot of more work to get back down to what the things we should be growing in it.
But I think that friends take a lot of energy. You can't have loads of really close friends or you'd have actually no time.
Yeah, absolutely. And the studies have shown that actually you only need one solid friend. That's all you need, which is good news for me because that's what I have. But one friend is all it takes. And I encourage students as well to be that one friend for someone. After one of the most important things we talk about is self-care. And it's important to look after yourself and take care of yourself and make happiness a priority in your life. So you can't be running around the place getting rid of the fires everyone else's life. You gotta look, how are you feeling today? How is your energy level today? You know, how is your mental health today? And then you can help someone who's struggling beside you.
This is wonderful. If people want to find out more about this or think a little bit more, do you refer them to reading or?
Yeah, we do. And we have an Instagram channel. So it's ATN School Retreats or Antobernua School Retreats, which has kind of lighthearted stuff and also well-being stuff. But also we have a YouTube channel as well. So all the talks we do, whether it be on resilience, the talk I gave today on friendships, the talk we're giving this year on happiness, we talk on unlocking potential. They're all up there on the YouTube channel, which is on Antobarnua, Antobarnua. On YouTube.
Seamus, thank you very much for chatting to me this morning.
Thank you so much.
We're definitely in First Communion season. These are young people from Kilflin that I recorded a while ago. They were preparing for First Communion.
Welcome, 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 Jesus, in my soul forever stay. Joy and love my heart are filling on my First Communion day.
This is the prayer we say after we receive communion.
Lord Jesus, I love and adore you. You are a special friend to me. Welcome, Lord Jesus, oh welcome. Thank you for coming to me. Thank you, Lord Jesus, oh thank you for giving yourself to me. Make me strong to show your love wherever I be. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask you to stay. Close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all of your children in your loving care and bring us to heaven to live with you there. I'm ready now, Lord Jesus, to show how much I care. I'm ready now to show your love at home and everywhere.
Thank you very much for listening to me, Mary Fagan. Thanks to our production team, in particular, Jeff Mitchell. Just a thought for the coming week is from Father Francis Nolan. Mass follows directly till this time next Sunday morning. Have a very good week.
Thank you.